Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's the president of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Lots of scams out there, Steve. We're keeping you busy, aren't we?
We are keeping me busy, but it's never a dull moment for us.
Yeah. Let's talk first about these antibody test scams. What do we need to watch out for there?
Well, there's a lot of things out there that these tests they can help and figure out if you have the virus or can help you if you've been immune to it. And there's so many fake sites out there. You just got to be very, very careful who you're dealing with. And there's no cure for it, as you know. So be very careful and just deal with your doctor or responsible medical agency first and foremost.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot about price discrepancies, too. Virus testing causing a little sticker shock. Some people are billed, hundreds of dollars. And I guess the fact is the United States healthcare system, the government does not regulate the healthcare prices. So ask, I guess, is the word of caution, isn't it? Ask ahead of time. Yeah.
Exactly. They don't regulate the pricing of it. So there's a big, insurance companies that negotiate prices, and it's different for every carrier. So it's better, the larger ones, have bigger discounts for their members, unfortunately, and the smaller insurance have less negotiation rights. So it's better to ask ahead of time, call the insurance company and do your research first, because sometimes people get sticker shocks, and we hear about it all the time. Even people taking ambulances, people are charged for an ambulance. And some aren't, so you got to be very careful.
Are you hearing a lot about people buying masks or thermometers or hand sanitizer online and then never getting what they order?
It's been an increase in complaints, Bob, regarding that. And a lot of fake websites, and consumers just really have to understand that there's so many, there's a lot of good businesses out there, but there's a lot of fake organizations out there. You got to do your due diligence, especially with the face mask and the other stuff associated with COVID-19. And these sites pop up like a whack-a-mole game, Bob. One comes up, you knock it down, and another one comes up. And consumers are giving their money and their credit card information to these companies they know nothing about and didn't know research on them.
We heard a story last night about these fake cards that had a Justice Department logo on them that would say the person holding this card is exempt from wearing a mask. And that's complete nonsense, isn't it?
It is complete nonsense. The United States Department of Justice issued a warning itself saying these cards are not endorsed by them or given out by them as well. The card is circulating by an online group called themselves the Freedom to Breathe Agency, claiming the holder is lawfully exempt from wearing a mask, which is untrue. Anybody has these cards, these are fake, and please don't honor those at all.
Freedom to Breathe Agency, is that what you said?
Freedom to Breathe Agency, that's who they're allegedly coming from, right?
Man. And the Better Business Bureau is warning us about movers and a few unscrupulous companies. What are they doing, price gouging?
Basically, we did an in-depth investigative piece, and we came up to that. Basically, we've handled about 13,000 complaints and negative reviews each and every year on movers, but we have these interstate movers who are really, price gouging consumers. So basically what they do is that you call them up, and they're a broker, and they give you a price. They don't even come out and look at it or ask. They don't ask any questions. And then when they put the stuff on a truck, it's extra. And then so what you do, everything's on a truck. What are you going to do? You pay the extra. And then you get there. It's another mover, because it's long distance, who picks it up for them. And then they ask you for more money before they take it off the truck or hold it hostage. So it's being very careful in the price gouging. And make sure you do reputable movers and go to the Better Business Bureau for a listing of accredited businesses in a specific industry. We can help you, but these movers are scamming, tens of thousands of people each and every year, because about, 5 million people move out of the state every year.
As always, buyer beware. And another good idea is in your Google search box, put the name of a company in and then the word scam or the word complaints, and then you'll get some more information, won't you?
Exactly. It happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If consumers don't do their due diligence before doing business with a company, we always say get as much information. And a simple task like that, putting the company's name in Google search and see what comes up, and also go to the Better Business Bureau and other websites. But, Bob, you know, my biggest frustration from consumers is they come to us to complain when it's too late. We could have helped them out if they came to the Better Business Bureau first. We could have steered them to organizations that we know and trust, and that we have a track record on them, or at least warn them about the companies that don't have a great record as well. So there's a lot of information out there, but they got to check with us first.
Steve Burness, as always, appreciate the info. You have a good holiday weekend.
You too, Bob. Thank you so much.